With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States military blasting a Yemeni oil port with airstrikes, killing dozens and obliterating a key target. Here's correspondent John Gambrell.
Satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press afterwards show oil tanks destroyed, vehicles destroyed, and crude oil apparently leaking into the Red Sea. Now, the U.S. military has acknowledged this attack. They say they targeted the facility to stop the flow of oil and fuel products into Yemen to squeeze the Houthi rebels.
Israeli airstrikes across Gaza, killing at least 25 people. The new U.S. ambassador to Israel making his first public appearance, meanwhile. That strike comes as Israel ramps up attacks to pressure Hamas to return hostages. In the meantime, the new ambassador, Mike Huckabee, appeared at the Western Wall. Also at SRNnews.com, more ICE arrests in New York.
Authorities say 206 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York City area by ICE agents. The arrest focused on the Big Apple, Long Island, and the lower Hudson Valley during an enhanced operation from April 6th through the 12th. ICE officials say more than half of those apprehended had significant criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for serious crimes such as murder and assault, and some were gang members. New York City Mayor Eric Adams backed the arrest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Students dropping off flowers and teddy bears at a memorial today near Florida State University's Student Union, where a 20-year-old opened fire yesterday, killing two and wounding six. Some returned to retrieve their belongings less than a day after they had barricaded classroom doors and then fled across the campus. At least a couple of vigils are being held on campus over the weekend. This is SRN News. Something new at libraries in Sacramento.
You can get books, magazines, movies, e-books, audiobooks, games, and now contraceptives. 12 libraries in the Sacramento system are now giving away contraceptives in a partnership with Planned Parenthood. Those items are out in plain view on a shelf, which includes information aimed at children and QR codes they can use to link to the Planned Parenthood website. Officials say the program will probably expand to more libraries soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration suing Maine's education department for not complying with its order that males be banned from playing against females in sports. The lawsuit, announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi, escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. Lawsuit follows weeks of feuding between both sides. This is SRN News. Well, 250 years ago tomorrow, well, it marks the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis sets the scene for what led to the famous warning signal, one if by land, two if by sea.
There on the night of the 18th of April, 1775, the British were routed about 800 of their regulars, their redcoats, and they crossed the Charles River, and they were going to invade Concord with the purpose of trying to find what word was that they had military supplies being prepared for an insurrection.
As part of the commemoration, there will be two reenactments of Paul Revere's ride during the weekend, beginning at the Old North Church in Boston. More details at SRNnews.com.